An average season brings 6 Atlantic hurricanes, with 2 of them major. But the U.S. Oceans and Atmosphere Agency, NOAA, says there is a 75% chance of 10 hurricanes through November, with 3 to 5 major ones. NOAA's lead hurricane forecaster, Jerry Bell, says it is part of a periodic increase in hurricane activity.
We're in an active hurricane era that started in 1995, and while we can't say for sure how long this era will last, historically, other active eras have lasted 25 to 40 years.
Bell says residents of the Caribbean and the U.S. Atlantic and Gulf coasts should be prepared this year, although he cannot specify where or when.
Seasons with similar levels of activity have historically had 2 to 4 landfalling U.S. hurricanes, and generally 2 to 3 hurricanes in the region around the Caribbean Sea. However, it's important to note that it's currently not possible to confidently predict at these extended ranges, really, the exact number or intensity of landfalling hurricanes or whether a given locality will be impacted this season.
More frequent hurricanes were also expected last year, but the predictions went awry when a global weather pattern called El Niño interfered in August and September, the peak of the season. And El Niño weakens trade winds in the lower atmosphere that move hurricanes and strengthens the jet stream in the upper atmosphere that shears their tops off. Bell says there is a strong likelihood that another weather pattern, called La Niña, will develop in 1 to 3 months with the opposite effect of El Niño.
Unfortunately, the combination of La Niña and an active hurricane era is known to produce very active hurricane seasons. Now, even if La Niña doesn't develop, the conditions associated with this ongoing active hurricane era still favor an above-normal season.
The advent of a La Niña would also have other global weather impacts opposite those of an El Niño. While El Niños warm the waters of the equatorial Pacific, La Niñas cool them. NOAA climate expert Edward Olenek says the cooler sea surface affects the atmosphere so that regions of the world accustomed to certain types of weather, such as rain or drought, experience them more intensely.
One simple way to get a handle on the impacts of El Niño and La Niña is to think of them as the opposite sides of the same coin, where La Niña tends to make places that are normally wet, wetter, and places that are normally dry, drier. El Niño does the opposite of that in those locations.
In addition to intensifying Atlantic hurricane activity, La Niñas usually cause increased rainfall across Indonesia and northern Australia, the Amazon Basin, southeastern Africa, Scandinavia, and the U.S. Great Lakes region and Pacific Northwest. In contrast, below-average rainfall normally occurs across the eastern half of the Pacific at the equator, eastern equatorial Africa, Japan and Korea, the southern United States, and northern Mexico. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.